Friends, welcome back. Our subject, operations, production and operations management. We move on to the next chapter, chapter number 10 of plant layout. Plant layout refers to the arrangement of machinery, arrangement of equipment and other industrial facilities for the purpose of achieving quickest and smoothest production at the least cost, at economical cost. So we arrange our machines in the layout, in the building. We arrange our machines, we arrange our equipment and other industrial facilities for the purpose of achieving quickest and smoothest production. As per Knowles and Thompson, plant layout involves planning and arranging manufacturing machinery, equipment and services. For the first time in new plants, the improvement in layouts already in use in order to introduce new methods and improvements in manufacturing procedures. For a new plant, there is a question of placement of machinery, location of stores, inspection cabins, tool rooms, maintenance wings, plating shops, heat treatment chambers, toilets, canteens, trolleys, cranes, other handling equipments. The efficiency of production flow depends on how well the various machines, production facilities and employee amenities are located. Definitely, it is very, very important how well the various machines are arranged, how well the production facilities are arranged, how well the employee amenities are arranged. This is very important. In a properly laid out plant, movement of materials is very smooth, rapid, in a forward direction only. The materials do not crisscross, do not go forward and backward. In a properly laid out plant, that means where there is a very good layout, there are very few bottlenecks and delays and material handling costs are very low. Objectives of a good layout: provide enough production capacity. That means if we have to manufacture 20,000 parts in a day, every machine, every equipment should have that much capacity, otherwise there will be constraints, there will be bottlenecks. Reduce material handling costs, reduce congestion, provide enough space for maintenance, reduce hazards, improve safety, utilize labor efficiently, increase employee morale, reduce accidents, utilize available space efficiently, provide for product and volume flexibility, provide ease of supervision. That means I should be able to supervise every worker and every machine for quality, for my management control, facilitate coordination and face-to-face communication. So I should have proper gangways, proper space for walking, good housekeeping, provide for employee safety and health, allow ease of maintenance, allow high machine equipment utilization, improve productivity. So what are the factors influencing layouts? Materials itself, product, workers, machinery, type of industry, location, managerial policies, these are all the factors which influence layouts. So what are the principles of layout? Principle of minimum travel, principle of sequence of operations, principle of usage of all the machinery, principle of compactness, principle of safety and satisfaction, principle of flexibility. That means I should be able to do more production if necessary, if customer wants it. Then minimum investment, principle of minimum investment. So type of layouts are process layouts. What is process layout? Process is important in that. Grinding process, drilling process, turning process, multi-spindle automats. So the layouts are made as per the processes. Product layout. What is product layout? Layouts are made to make a product in which mixture of various machines is there. Drilling is there, milling is there, turning is there, grinding is there, heat treatment is there. Ultimately, one product comes out. fixed position layout is like aircraft. That machine is there, which is steady at one place, and all other people come there and do the work on that aircraft or that machine. Fixed position layout. Cellular manufacturing layout we have seen, where there are small cells producing various components for that engine or that machine. And combined layout is process layout also is there, in that product layout also is there. If I go horizontally, it is process layout. If I come vertically, that is product layout. Or otherwise, if I go horizontally, that is product layout. If I come vertically, that is the process layout. It's a combined layout. I have seen, this is one chart showing the cellular manufacturing layout. Cell number 1, cell number 2, cell number 3, cell number 4. Like that. And then this is service facility layout. For example, this is the layout for a hospital. From where the people will come, where they will park their cars, how they will come, how they will bring the patient inside, how they will be taking the patient to the hospital wards, how the doctors, surgery people will come, where the nurses will sit, where is the cafeteria, where is the doctor's lounge, casualty department and inpatient department, like that. Beautiful layout which gives the maximum service. So arrangement of other facilities. Location of receiving and shipping departments, also important. Location of storage, location of inspection, location of maintenance department, location of employee facilities. So importance of a good layout is economic in handling, effective use of available area, minimization of production delay, improved quality control, minimum equipment, investment, avoidance of bottlenecks and constraints, better production control, better supervision, improved utilization of labor, improved employee morale, avoidance of unnecessary and costly changes. So reasons of revision of layout are expansion, technological advances, that is better technology, improving the layout, which is earlier there. So layout planning, I have said, do the product analysis, find out expecting volume, go to the process, equipment, direct labor, plant layout, building design, indirect labor, facilities, first phase, second phase. So layout tools and techniques, templates. What is template? I make a small template of a paper at scale, and then I keep all the templates on a sheet of paper and make a very good layout on paper first. And then I adjust the templates in order to make it more efficient. Then operation sequence analysis, then line balancing. What is operation sequence analysis? It helps to determine locations of operating departments. Where should I keep various locations? Relative to one another, depending on number of product travels among the departments. Then line balancing. Assembly line study that nearly equally divides the work to be done among the workers, so that the total number of employees required on assembly is minimized. Layout first or building first? Somebody asks me. I say the ideal procedure would be to plan the layout first and construct the building around the layout. That means, if somebody asks me, is layout more important or building more important? I say layout is more important. First layout. Then you plan the building. That is the best way of working. Travel chart method. What is travel chart method? I will explain. From location A to location B, 7 moves are there. Location A to location F, 5 moves are there. Similarly, B to D, 4 moves are there. B to E, 10 moves are there. C to B, 7 moves are there. C to E, 2 moves are there. So many moves are there. D to C, 8 moves are there. E to A, F to B, F to E, 10 moves are there. So this is how many moves are there from one location to another. I know this data. So what I do? I find out that number of links A to other are 3. B to other locations, 5. C to another locations, 3. D to another locations, 2. E to another locations, 5. And F to another locations, 4. I find that B, 5 are there. E, 5 are there. So much is there. Then what I do is, I adjust my machines so that I don't have to go too far away where are particularly more and more moves are there. So I adjust my machines so that the travel becomes less. So this is the way how I have adjusted my machines. After knowing the frequency of moves from B, there are 5, 7 moves. So this is the way how I adjust my layout so that my travel between location to location becomes minimal. Then load distance analysis method. Comparing alternate layouts. I use this method to identify the one with least product or material travel time. This method helps to minimize transportation cost. How I do it? Layout A. This is the location 3, 8, 4. So this is how the various locations are arranged in the layout A. This is how the in the layout B, various locations. And for going from here to here, here to there, I have various numbers which I will explain here. For example, if I have to go from 1 to 5, layout A 30, layout B 30. 1 to 5, 30 means 10, 20, 30. 1 to 7, 10, 10. How? 1 to 7, only 10. One house from here is 10. So 10. Here also 1 to 7, 10. 1 to 9, 10. 1 to 10, 10. 2 to 5, 10. 3 to 9, 30, 20. We'll see how. 3 to 9, 30. 10, 20, 30. Here, 3 to 9, 20. Two houses. So I do like this. Layout A, layout B. Okay? Then I move on. My product A goes like this, 1, 5, 4, 10. And I make 1,000 pieces. B, 2, 6, 3, 9. C, 2, 10, 1, 9. Products, so many are made. D, E, and F. So totally 6 products. They move like this. Then while moving, they make layout A makes 70. Earlier figures I have just summed up. And layout B makes 70. So then, finally, for making 100, so many products per month, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, layout A has 70. So, products into moves 70,000. So like that, I have said that load distance is 5,70,000, load distance is 5,30,000. So I say layout B is better. Systematic layout planning, where this E, A, E, A, E. What is A? E and A? A is absolutely necessary. C is very important. So I say the nearness. So I see that the nearness between assembly and shipping is very important. Nearness between assembly and testing is very important. Nearness of shipping and testing is very important. Nearness of job planning and pattern shop is very important. So on that important basis, I make my layout. Job shop layout, job planning, job A goes like this, from fabrication to assembly to shipping. Job B goes like pattern shop, assembly, shipping. wiring, testing, shipping. This is way I make my layout, statement of specific objective scope and factors, collection of basic data on sale forecast, production volumes, production schedules, part list, operations and their sequence, work measurements, existing layouts, building drawings, preparation of various kinds of charts such as flow process chart, flow diagram, templates, designing the production process, planning the material flow pattern, developing overall materials handling plan, calculation of requirement of work centers and equipments, planning individual work centers, selection of material handling equipments, determining storage requirements, planning of auxiliary and service facilities, determination of routing, space, employee facilities. So, layout design procedure is draw building specifications to fit the requirements of layout, preparation of floor plan indicating location of doors, windows, staircase, lifts, preparation of draft layout plans, preparation of detailed layout, preparation of work schedule for installation of layout. This is the way I make an efficient, economical layout. Thank you.